What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A ding dong bing bong, hey now, brown cow banana.
Sometimes confidence is all you need.
Welcome in.
Man,
excited
I gotta
to be here.
I got to end on a banana. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Always can go with the fruit. If you don't.
Don't slip.
Yeah. You could. I mean, you need a solid ending. Vegetables don't work as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I've tried it before in private.
Okay.
A cucumber.
So, no, see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's parsley. No, it doesn't work.
All right.
Welcome into the Spitballers.
A strawberry? You could end on that. Yeah.
Good, give it a go. That's a lot of syllables, Jason. I mean, give it a try. Welcome in, one and all. Would you rather? That's a great question. And a battle royale draft today. I'm going to wait a moment to tell you what it is in case you didn't read the description on the episode. But
it's a secret.
We're here. We're battling once again in the draft, and we have some good questions for today's show. How are you gentlemen doing?
Sorry. I'm doing well, but sometimes Al comes in with really good insights.
I disagree.
And this one was, you were claiming that strawberry is too many syllables, but you went with banana.
Yeah, banana, it flows. Strawberry, that's stupid.
Well, if you say it like that.
Well, how would you do it?
Strawberry.
No, like sing-song it.
Strawberry.
That's maybe. Not bad. That seems pretty
maybe,
easy.
Maybe. I don't know. Banana feels like it's got three exclamation points on the end of
because
it.
Because they're all or I guess it's banana.
I'm just
you get the double nana in
some
there.
Fruits have a better flow. It's a common, I mean, everybody knows this.
But
syllables is not what I should have gone with, I
correct.
Guess. Thank you. Now we're an accurate podcast.
Been corrected.
Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
I would. All right, Luke from the website. Would you rather live in a house that completely changes its layout every 2 hours?
Oh, man. Where's the freaking bathroom?
There's something exciting about that. Or live in a house that is only lit by perpetual candles that never burn out. So wait.
So you're back into the.
What does perpetual mean?
Just forever.
Yeah.
That's just what it means?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so like.
Perpetual motion.
In Harry Potter, they go into the Great Hall and there's the candles that are floating there and they're just.
Perpetually.
Yeah.
And perpetuity. If those candles had gone out in Harry Potter, there would have been constant dripping of wax down on the children.
That
you ever think about that?
I have not thought about that, but that is a real danger. That's a hazard. I mean, if those could burn out, eating breakfast in the morning candlelight and then just
wax, there's wax everywhere.
Wow. It's not even if they burn out. It's just if they were not magic. If they were only floating candles.
Just floating candles, they would be dripping so much wax.
I mean, they'd be eating wax.
Into their food.
Their arms would just be... just scarred by wax.
So many shrieks during lunch.
I mean, if you had...
You can't make me eat there. You can't make me eat in the Great Hall.
I think people like candles.
Oh, yeah.
And they put them up now as a novelty. And the real problem is that they do go out and they can burn your house down.
And they're not very bright.
Yeah.
But if you had enough perpetual candles, not bright enough?
No. You're going to have...
What about an LED candle?
You're going to be vibing. I mean, nonstop vibes, setting the mood. But if you're trying to,
read,
that's why there is a phrase "read by candlelight" because it's nearly impossible.
But didn't most books in the world get written by candlelight?
I think they wrote them in the daytime.
Okay,
they wrote them by the sunlight.
They were daytime books.
Wait, they had the sun back then?
Yeah,
the perpetual sun.
Yeah.
If the house changed its layout now. Here's genuinely what matters to me on this one is simple. Is the layout entirely random or is it like going through some like sweet interior design AI? Because if I'm getting a new layout, but it's nice, that could be exciting to me, although I will be tripping and falling and stubbing my toe and all of that.
Would there be excitement? Like you wake up in the morning and you don't know what's outside
you got a tinkle.
Your door. I mean, you go and you open
the bathroom layout changes too.
Oh, absolutely, the whole house.
There
changes.
May not be a bathroom.
The
there.
Toilet's moving all over the place.
Yeah. I think we gotta at least have a bathroom.
Okay. You right, might so open that door and your daughter's sleeping in there.
Oh, because it could be her bedroom at that point.
Could be the kitchen.
So wait, do I potentially wake up in a different room myself?
I don't think so. This is the layout of the room changes.
You'll wake how up can in my your, daughter be moved?
You'll wake up in your bedroom, but it might be in a different place than it was when you went to sleep.
That's what I mean.
Well, if your daughter was asleep in her room, she moved along with her room.
Yes.
The layout changes.
Oh, so you're looking at it from the room. I'm looking at it from the furniture. I see what you're
saying. Yeah, they're not doing a rearranging of the furniture.
Oh, that's not what it is?
No, they're the layout of the home changes. Oh, the hallways.
I was only thinking
kitchen.
Furniture.
I was doing both.
If I'm just, if the rooms are all the same, but they're just moved around, that's dumb.
I think that's the point.
I don't want that.
But, I mean, imagine, you could wake up and you just have a really, really long house. That's just rooms, room to room to room.
A hallway
here's,
house?
Here's one of the hallways.
I had a house
more rooms.
Like that.
Did you?
Yeah, for sure.
A tube house?
I had a tube house. It was built in the 70s and then they added on to it, but they just kept, it was like once upon a time a
we
small
need more
house.
Tubes.
And then they were like, well, I don't want a small house. I want a big house.
They want a long house.
So they just kept building rooms on, and it really was like
in a
that.
Row.
There were rooms that you had to get to by going through another room.
No.
Yeah, for real.
I actually saw. And
how is it allowed?
This is almost an is this real life thing, but I saw a picture of a city. It was like in Switzerland or something. But the whole principle of the city was that everybody lives on the same single street. And
that seems like a bad idea.
It's like 10,000 people or something
on one street.
And that's, every house.
Don't play soccer in the street, kids.
Every house is narrowly placed on its plot because then you can fit them in a row and they go back like that. They're long and they get built long ways.
Okay,
away
so
from, what is the advantage?
I'm looking it
away
up here.
From the street.
So bizarre town where all 6,000 residents
go,
live 6, on the same street. It is in, according to CSO Poland. So maybe it's in Poland?
There you go.
What is this town?
Switzerland, Poland, what's the difference?
I mean, to us, not very much.
Yes, I got the picture of it, and obviously I'm going to send it through the podcast here. Beep, boop. See?
What is this? This
it's real.
Who did this?
I'm looking at, I mean,
this
look,
is a funny goof.
You might need to pause this podcast and just go Google these pictures. This was built.
On purpose.
What if you live at the end?
I mean, that's the dream, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, no one's driving by you.
But the commute to get home.
That's true.
I mean, how many houses away does it, like, your knowledge of what's going on over there just stop? Is it like 50 houses down? Like, I'm never going over there.
It's
too far.
It's way before 50.
You got to admit, it looks amazing, though, right? I mean,
it looks wild.
And what do they do if one guy's like, no, I'm building this. I'm building over here. Do they, I mean, they kick him out.
I mean, they've never heard of a cul-de-sac? Everyone wants to live on the cul-de-sac.
I'm just super concerned about traffic. That would be...
Yes.
I mean, you've got 6,000 people that live on this street.
Yeah, but how is traffic... How could it possibly be bad?
Because one accident and this town is shut down.
Well, that part is true.
No, how it's bad...
But you're not actually going to any of these other houses. You're just driving by them all the time.
The bad thing is, let's say you live in the middle, just in the middle, okay? That means there are 3,000 people on your street that have to come home every day.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So to answer the original question, no, I would not want to live in Poland on this long street.
The quotes coming out of it are, they're very in favor of it.
The only reason it popped into my head is because I feel like if you wanted to expand your house, you can't go left and right.
They
you got to go
Stockholm syndrome.
You got to go long.
These backyards.
Because they're in Stockholm?
They're very close to it.
So anyways, we're back to the question. The candlelight, I like the mood. I'm going with that one.
Oh, yeah, I actually think the candlelight could be pretty cool. I mean, I don't read, so
it's not just reading. Like, your house is
it's
so...
It's only nighttime that matters.
But it's going to be so dim.
No, daytime, the sun thing.
I'm talking about at night.
Yeah, but at night...
In the winter, when the sun goes down at 5 p.m.
How much do you keep your lights on at night, Mike? When you go... Don't you watch TV at night?
I go into the kitchen at night. Like what? I just said, in the winter, if you're eating at 6 p.m. and you're trying to cook, it's going to be
does that mean
okay.
It's gonna be
real,
super dark.
Real important question here. When I open my refrigerator,
I was thinking the same thing.
Is there a light in there?
Nope, it's a candle.
There is a
candle in there.
Okay. Oh wait, maybe not. I don't know.
Do people?
No, you'd be holding one.
Yeah, you'd have you have a hat where Drew's standing over your face,
yes,
right?
You do.
In your old pajamas.
And I hold the thing that looks like Aladdin's lamp.
Yes.
Yes.
That has the candle, and I carry that around.
Yep.
See, this is now the biggest problem is I want to see the food in my refrigerator.
You don't need to see it. You'll grab whatever's in there.
Mystery box.
Hmm. You're probably right.
All right. That's my answer, candle.
I'm going to take the candles, too. I want to be able to go to the bathroom where I want to go.
You want to be able to find it.
Yeah.
That's
the key. I want to be able to be like, I need to go to the bathroom, and it's right there.
Every day you'd be searching for your bathroom when you got to go.
And not just once. Because I don't.
It's every 2 hours.
It's every 2 hours. So
every time
you have to go to the bathroom, it's usually at least a 2 hour gap.
It's an actual hunt for a toilet every time.
Every single time.
When you have the guest over, because
where's
the
restroom?
Where's the bathroom? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Why don't you go find it?
Yeah, just explore. And that's another huge problem. Like, I don't, you know, when we have guests over, right? Yeah. We're cleaning feverishly to get the house good, which means every last ounce of clutter just gets thrown in our bedroom, and that door might as well be locked, sealed shut, closed up and boarded, you know. It is off limits. You cannot go there. But in this world, it'd be like you might
the front
open
door.
A door, find it, you the front door might be right to my master bedroom. All have to be in my house at all times. You're gonna be opening doors left and right just looking for everything.
Imagine having
that
a bad
can't happen
bathroom time, and then You know where you're running back and forth, mm-hmm. and then the switch happens.
Oh, man.
Oh no! That's
in between runs,
fun. And also you're not getting away with not locking the door on the bathroom because everyone here they've got to open every door. They don't know that that's the bathroom.
There will be times you start going to the bathroom, and when you open the door to leave the bathroom, you're in a different place.
Yeah,
that's true.
I guess I'm taking the candles because that's just that's too difficult.
All right, Daniel from the website. Would you rather be told you are stronger than you look or that you look stronger than you are?
At first I was like, oh, that's really nice. But then that's really not nice. You're stronger than you look.
It's a backhanded compliment.
No, stronger than you look is definitely saying you don't look strong.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Or you could look strong, but then you could be able to do something that an even stronger person could do.
Or that you look stronger than you are.
Clearly, my answer to this is, regardless of each one I would pick, I don't want to be doing a lot of physical labor in general. Therefore, I would rather look strong and avoid.
But you'll be asked to do things.
But I will
and
avoid
then you
it.
You have to tell them, I'm actually weak.
Easy. My back hurts or something. You know what I mean? Or I'll pay for someone to do that for you. The other one is.
Sounds like
the other one you're going to have to volunteer to do heavy things all the time just to prove that you're strong.
It seems actually like you have already volunteered. These people are figuring out this information based upon your performance.
Right.
So they're saying, oh, you know, when you're helping them move and you're really struggling with your side of the couch, they're going to say, oh,
you
look stronger than that.
I was going to say, it really would be more shameful of a feeling if you look all yoked out. And then they ask you to carry a simple box of something, and you are struggling with it. That is more shameful than the other one. The other one, you're just impressing them.
Well, now, again, this is not necessarily saying that you are weak and don't look, you know, this is what people are assuming about you. You don't have super strength, but you look
right.
not
you're
weak.
You're still regular.
This is just, what do you think is nicer to hear?
Let me
try it out on you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Okay, you just did something, and I'm going to tell you, you're stronger than you look.
We don't have to try this out, but yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, or, oh, you look stronger than you are.
That's why I said we don't have to try.
Yeah, but trying it out was proof. The proof was in the pudding. The trying it out.
I'm so glad we tried it. Oh. I wouldn't have got it.
That is a sick burn.
That's as sick as it gets.
You need to keep that in your back pocket. If you ever want to get someone, she's like, oh, man, you look stronger than you are.
Because it is so backhanded.
You're straight up saying, what a weakling.
But you are saying they look strong.
Oh, man, you look stronger than you are.
So is that what you were doing with the push-up thing with Al?
No, I think he was getting the opposite, right? I think Al is stronger than he looks.
All right. Well, I think we know what we're doing there. Benjamin.
Oh, man.
Benjamin from Patreon. Join thespit.com, supporting the show. has a question. Would you rather have a cell phone that never runs out of battery, but can only make and receive calls and texts?
All right, so you have a dumb phone.
Or you have a fully featured smartphone.
I mean, don't they call that just a Nokia? Like back in the day?
Or have a fully featured smartphone that has a battery that lasts 10 minutes per charge. This part's ridiculous, but can be fully recharged by quietly singing Rockabye Baby to it.
What?
Okay. I thought we were good at the 10 minutes per charge.
Yeah.
But I can Rockabye Baby in the treetop.
And you'd be doing that all day.
I would be really trying not to use my phone because I don't want to do that very often.
10 minutes is nothing.
It's nothing.
10 minutes is unusable.
I'm now picturing you have to, like, you're
trying.
Do you
have to rock it too?
No, but you have to sing to it. And if someone stumbles upon you as you're singing quietly Rockabye Baby into your phone.
And I'm going to put in there, you have to sing it straight through. If you stop in the middle, you got to start over to recharge that battery. So if someone catches you singing it.
Yeah.
Like I know the whole song.
Oh, come on.
Rockabye Baby.
Let's hear it.
Okay, hold up. All right, let me try. Rockabye Baby in the treetop. Mm-hmm. When the bough breaks, the cradle will drop.
Yes.
That's all I know. I don't know.
I thought that it was when the wind blows.
Yeah. When the wind blows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, no, I don't know.
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Yeah. And down will come baby, cradle and
which
all. Is my phone's charged.
My phone is dead.
Which also.
He's singing all these crazy lyrics in the corner of the room. He can't figure
why won't you
he
charge?
He can't charge the phone. Okay. He's just singing different songs.
Thank you for highlighting my point of you're like singing
Mary
crazy
had lyrics. A little lamb.
Why do we sing this song to children?
These are just not important questions.
I'm saying, you're singing this lullaby. Hey. Let me sing
it's
you.
It's all in the cadence, man.
I know, but I'm singing a song for you, for my precious, sweet baby to fall asleep because it might fall out of a tree die.
Look, I got bad news for you two gentlemen.
Oh no, there's more.
There
verses.
Are more verses.
Yeah, but no one knows the second. It's like Yankee Doodle. There's a second verse.
If
and
you
no
can
one
nail
knows
the
that.
Second verse, do you get like 20 minutes on the phone?
Do either of you? Can either of you?
No idea.
Muster up a word of the next.
So this is after the baby has fallen from the tree of which we placed it in a cradle.
Yeah, down will come baby, cradle and all. Rockabye baby, gently you swing over the cradle. Mother will sing. How nice.
Aww.
Sweet is the lullaby.
Mom's in the tree too.
Over your nest that tenderly sings my baby to rest. I don't know.
Are
these birds?
With the how second
is
that? Line.
Are these birds?
Probably. Well, they don't have cradles. Oh.
That's fair.
But they're just calling their nest a cradle.
High from the rooftops.
Oh, there's more.
Down to the sea. No one's as dear as baby to me. Wee little hands, eyes shiny and bright, now sound asleep until morning light.
These verses are
Rockabye baby on the treetop. When the bough blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.
Okay, so we're at a refrain.
Yeah.
What those other two verses are nice.
Yeah. And then
why are we singing about the cradle falling and crashing to its doom?
You want to know why we did that, Mike? It's because the world was a harsh, terrible place a long time ago.
Just getting them prepped.
All of our songs were about prepping them up. I think my number one go-to song for my entire life, from my own dad to my kids, that is still the go-to, is You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, that's not a good song.
And
it's not?
Oh, no.
Don't ruin it for me. But, like, I'm just saying, the end of that song is, like...
The lyrics get... they go to a dark place.
But I'm saying, like, You Are My Sunshine. But the end of it is, like, don't take my sunshine away.
Yeah. No, you should keep going.
And I'm just, like, I'm thinking that's telling them that, you know, the world's a tough place.
Have you not heard the Civil Wars did a version of that song? It's beautiful. And you're like, oh... Okay.
I don't need none.
Very
of this.
Interesting.
I don't need you pooping on my song, Mike.
I'm red pilling you right now.
As I lay sleeping.
Oh no, the second line, the end of that is not good.
I held you in my arms when I awoke, dear. I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. This is not sunshine.
No. I don't.
I'm almost tearing up with that second one.
I tried to tell you.
Did we lose ourselves again on this question? The cell phone that never runs out of battery and can only do calls and texts.
Oh yeah, the cell phone.
That one's better for my life. That's my answer.
Yeah, I'm going to get off of stupid games that you match colors together.
Oh, but you're taking the dumb phone?
I'm taking the dumb phone. I'm taking the.
What would you do?
What would I do if
on
I,
the couch on the couch without Candy Crush or your or Reels Sudoku. Or TikTok or whatever? What would you do? Would you be getting out the paper?
No. If Jason goes to the bathroom with a dumb phone, you will have so many text messages. Just, like, you will hear from Jason all the time. You're just gonna get blown up with a full string and paragraphs like, "Oh, Jason's in the bathroom."
Yeah. I still need my time in there.
If you had a pie chart, this is important research for the show because this is an important show. You go to the bathroom, you've got a pie chart, and you got to break that pie chart up into applications utilized while pooping.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting.
What's the pie look like?
The pie looks like the largest slices are going to be Slack.
Okay.
Underdog Fantasy.
So sports,
fantasy football, Sudoku.
Okay, these are equal slices. I mean,
these are about equal slices.
Okay,
and lately Gardenscapes.
What is that?
Oh, it's a wonderful children's game. You should check it out.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
Gardenscapes.
You know, you win some, you lose some. That,
you know, hashtag not a sponsor, but.
Oh, it's another color matching thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
And then, now let me.
Social media is in there.
I was
going to
say
I left out the Reels and the TikToks.
When you play the game in the bathroom, is the sound on?
No, never.
Never sound on.
Never
in the
sound
for
on.
Anything.
Is that a shame thing?
No, it's
in
just
in case someone hears the sounds coming from the door.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Still pooping.
No, it's it's privacy. I'm in a sanctuary.
Sounds really important to those games?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I'm saying like, but the satisfaction.
But you flip the sound on if you're on the couch doing it, or you just don't even worry about the sound?
I've never had sound on for any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
You should try.
You never go earbuds. Oh, yeah. You never go earbuds in the bathroom?
I never. I got to go to the bathroom. Hand me my AirPods.
Okay, yeah, I guess that could be a little gross. All right, shall we move on to the next segment? Let's do it.
That's a great question.
Lana from Patreon, if you could replace any single digit of any number in your life with a different numeric digit of your choice, digit would you change and what would you change it to?
Amazing question.
I didn't get it at first, but you're saying like you could change your bank balance. You could change your age. You could change your height. You could change your weight. You could change your any number, any consequential. You could change your social. you could disappear if you did that.
Okay. That's fair.
So you could change a single digit somewhere in your life.
Ooh. You could change the first digit in your bank account to a 9. And
so? Oh, is that how that would work? Or do you get to change the... Oh, it's just one digit?
Yep. Yeah. Say any single digit.
I could change...
So I don't get to change like...
My weight, you know, I
could... To a 9.
From a 9. I could change my weight. I could drop, I think, the right amount for me. I could drop 50 pounds in a second. That would be awesome.
If it's just one digit... I'm not tempted to do the bank balance over the age.
No.
Time is money. Money is time. If it was more than one digit, that would be a bigger question. If you could just add a digit or two.
It would definitely. I mean, in the end, height is tempting. Weight is tempting. Bank balance is tempting.
What do you do if you do height?
But it's got to be age. If I was height.
Yeah, would you change?
Oh,
like eight?
I would actually.
Would you go 8?
You'd become a giant.
I would have a real problem. I couldn't do height. You guys could do height. Because I'm 5'11", so I would
you
have
don't
to go
be
to
7'11".
I don't want. No, I don't want to be 8 feet tall. No,
I figured you'd go play in the NBA.
No, I don't want to be 6'11".
If you were 8'11", but if I was, you could play tomorrow in the NBA.
If I was 6 foot, then I could change that to be like 6'5". That'd be awesome. I'd love to be 6'4", 6'5".
Oh, you're saying you can't thread the needle on the height,
right?
Because you're
either,
at 5'11".
Yeah, I can only go down.
That'd be the worst because if in your head you keep thinking you're 6 foot. Right now, and then you did it, and then you end up 6'11".
Wait a minute. I'm 5'11". I could change one digit. Can I be 5'19"? Right? I mean, that's just changing one digit. That's 5'19".
I think you have found a way through.
I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
I found the loophole.
So but, you, how tall are you, sir? I am 5'19".
Yeah, that's the hard part is I have to always answer like
and
that.
And if you ever say it incorrectly, you shrink.
But you've got to, I feel like you have to go age here.
So would you go
would, but
to
would
teenage?
You?
Is no. that what you would do? Like you go from, what are you, You're how old the, are you now?
It's going to create a problem for your family life.
I don't know.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. You
don't
ever, so. Like your like, wife would be arrested.
Like your spouse is still going to be their age. Your kids are going to be their age.
But well, okay,
technically your body.
Let's take.
Does your body change?
No, your body goes back to the right age.
Let's take age right now and just say what we would change it to. If this question was just age, okay. I'm 41 right now.
Yeah, so, mine's easy. I go to 19.
Wow,
really? You go that young?
See, I'm wondering if I go to 31.
Yeah, because I'm still an adult, but I just picked up 20 years.
I don't know if I go 31 or 21.
I go. I'm 40. I think I'd go down to 30. I wouldn't go down to 20.
I don't know that I want to be a little baby boy
for the sake of my family.
Wait, how would that hurt your family?
Because my wife is in her 40s and she would be married to a 20-year-old, and my youngest is about to turn 14, and she has to explain to people that her father is 20.
These are what I would call good reasons, good answers, good answers. But I was just thinking about my own
life
existence.
Yeah, no, if there's no other ramifications and like I can just be 20 again and the rest of the public is just like, oh, that guy had a magic thing and he turned 20, so everything's cool.
Now if you go,
then I'd go to into 20.
If you go older, then you become older.
Yeah,
how that works.
Oh yeah,
I think I'm gonna go 21. I think I'm gonna go back. It's tough. I think it's a really good debate between 21 and 31. And you're right, the family stuff that could get a little weird. But at the same time, I'm getting an extra decade in a like.
You are, but you're getting an extra decade with your spouse who will eventually pass away much sooner than you.
But I'll still be a young man, so at that point...
See, I didn't know how to say that.
I'm a bounce back, baby.
I'm gonna be okay because I'll be a young man.
Honestly...
I'll be a very desirable bachelor.
Honestly, the way that I eat versus the way my wife eats, if I do this and I move back 20 years, we may die together finally. That may be the actual, we may match up on our time. Okay. Well,
I'm taking
age. See, that's a good point. Al's bringing it up here. Bank balance, you brought it up, but you could change your digit on your salary.
That's a good
one.
So
you get it every single year.
Oh, yeah. The salary.
Not every single year, every single week or bi-weekly.
Oh, you're changing your.
On my paycheck.
Your paycheck, not your yearly.
Yep. The first digit on that paycheck is going to become a 9 every pay period.
That's smart.
Well, you may completely bankrupt your company, and then they will stop being able to pay you.
But you, Al, you'd take the money over 10 years of life?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We found what's important to him.
All right.
I'm going to live forever.
Got it.
Because you have so much
Let's
money.
Let's remember that quote when he's gone. I'm gonna throw that in your face. At the funeral. Sebastian from Twitter, if you could choose to never sweat again.
Oh, heck yeah.
But you could also never swim again, would you take it?
Yep. Yes. Yes, I would,
sir,
Sebastian.
Sir, we're going to give you a moment to think about it.
No.
Yes.
In some ways, you're always swimming.
Yeah. So some people, this question would be super easy on the other side because they don't sweat like some people sweat. I'm on the some people that sweat like some people sweat. Which means a lot.
I'm actually taking the same one as you. I've reached a stage, maybe it would be different if I moved my digit back to 20. I'm at a stage where I'm very content simply sitting near water, and I don't even need to be in it.
Now, we're just for semantics. Like, swimming is basically like you can't go in a pool.
Or the ocean.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you can't go into a body of water.
Right.
Like, I can't
you can't
lay on a tube.
You can't swim in water, Mike.
I can't lay on a tube because I'm not swimming. I'm just trying to clarify.
I think you can lay in a tube.
You just can't swim.
This is what I'm saying. I don't know what it is, but at a certain age, I'm content to have a drink by a pool or by an ocean. I no longer have any need to get in these things.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I do enjoy swimming. I love when the summer hits and playing with the kids in the pool, throwing them around, dunking them. You know, just showing how much stronger than them I am.
That's
things
right.
like that.
You're
great.
Much stronger than you look.
Much. But. Yeah, I mean, when I think about how sweat gets in the way of my life, Mike, I know you're a Peloton guy.
Yeah.
You ride your Peloton every day, and that's awesome. When I ride a Peloton, if I do a 15-minute session, that is at least, that takes at least one full hour out of my day where I have dedicated to that 15
minutes. Sweating?
To sweating, absolutely, because I can't.
Is that proportional? Let's say you extend your ride from 15 minutes to an hour.
Dedicated
do you
to
have
sweat.
An hour more sweat, or do you because
no,
maybe you
whatever,
need to ride more?
It's basically like I've got a 40-minute post-workout window where I will continue to sweat.
So once your sweat glands are activated,
yeah,
they have a timer mm-hmm. that is
so
longer
than 15-minute ride
average.
Is dumb for you.
Kind of, yeah.
You
I mean,
should
if
really
I was,
be doing an hour ride
if I'm
if you've got a 40-minute afterwards.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously,
you at
then
least
it would
need
be,
to sweat as long as you ride.
Yes,
that would be nice.
That would maximize the sweat window. But I would love to be able to feel like I could just go work out real quick and then move on with my day. I can't do that.
Well,
I couldn't go to a gym on the on the way to work.
Now,
because you would need to
work
go back
out
home.
And then continue on with my day. Like I am a mess. I am drenched, and so now I've got to go shower.
Yeah.
After waiting a while to stop sweating.
Does this mean that you get to cut down on BO?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, sweat is a big perpetuator of the body odor.
Yeah.
Without the sweat, you're great.
That's interesting. So that's a new level. Because for me, it was easily.
Also, you're apparently not allowed, according to Al, to have tubes, water slides, or in-pool activities.
I wanted to double check because it's easily I will take the.
Lack of sweat?
Yeah, no. I want to be able to swim. So
you're a big swimmer?
I love being in the pool. I love being in the ocean when we're actually around it. It's fantastic.
What's your best stroke?
Doggy paddle.
Okay. All right.
It's about the limit.
Do you ever go out there though, like when Michael Phelps was really like the thing, and then give the backstroke a try or a breaststroke?
I've tried a backstroke. I've tried the...
Have you tried the butterfly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun to try.
Yeah.
And fail.
Yeah. You're just shouting, I'm drowning.
Do you do the turn at the end of the pool, the flip turn?
Oh, yeah.
You ever given that a go?
Only if I want my ears full of water.
All right. Are we good to draft? Or do you want one more?
Let's do one more.
Whatever you say, Al. All right. Ethan from Twitter, your car can talk now. What's the first argument you have with it? That's a great question. My car can talk. Why are you so hot?
Are you asking the car that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
was trying to think, why is the car mad at me?
Ah, no, this would.
Sweaty butt. Get your sweaty butt off my seat.
I have a real problem with my vehicle not unlatching the hood. When I try to unlatch the hood on my vehicle and I click the open, it does it. It goes,
and it's unlocked.
And it's unlocked. Okay. And then I go to lift it up. No, it's not. No, it isn't. And then I'll click open and it goes, and then it's not open. I have to be pulling up the hood while hitting the open button, and then it will actually pop open.
So it's like the game where people are trying to get in. And you're hitting unlock, but they're trying to get in too soon?
Yes.
And it keeps locking?
Exactly.
This happens to you regularly?
But it's
every
you and your
single
hood.
Day.
See, this brings me joy knowing you have this small, tiny, little, minuscule struggle on a daily basis.
The other day, I went out to the car, I popped the hood, and I clicked the open button, and it went cha-ching, and it opened.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so cool!
You had reconciled with the vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, we had a date. You know,
yeah, everything was going
made
well.
Up. And then today, no, not. I went out there and.
Now, have you considered abandoning that area of the vehicle to store in maybe another area?
Well, this goes back to the sweat question, because I use that area to put my sweaty workout clothes so that they aren't like in the car.
Got you, because you have a hatch.
Right.
Is there a chance the car is trying to not allow those smells into society?
The conversation back from the car would be, you know exactly why I'm not ever opening this hood.
Please,
I don't want...
Don't put it in me!
Your sweaty 15-pound clothing in my car.
All right, we're drafting.
Yeah.
Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting brand mascots. It's a battle royale. And if you don't know, we've done a lot of battle royales over the years, and we have previously done a cereal mascot battle royale. So we are doing brand mascots, but we are taking the cereal options out. No Tony the Tiger will be picked today.
He would have been a good one.
He would. He would have been a good one. So I have the first one, and I'm actually pretty happy to have the first pick because
okay.
I think there are some really good brand mascots that you'd want fighting on your team.
I have a one-on-one.
I think there's a handful that okay. are pretty good, but there's one that I really want to get out of the way that I think is important to have. And again, if you've just joined us, a battle royale means we're each picking four picks and we're releasing them all into a coliseum to fight each other. And my number one pick, it's going to be the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, that was it.
That's the 101.
That was the 101. He's a giant.
Yeah, and I mean.
I mean, he's jolly, so I don't know that he can fight. But.
I think when push comes to shove, that man gets done.
If you take his vegetables away.
So
he's vegetables, right?
And there's some.
Yeah, green beans, right?
And it's intimidating to have a giant run at you, but even more intimidating, from what I understand, if they are green. So if they come running, it's like, what is that? So I'm going with the Jolly Green Giant, which I feel like we should understand the actual brand. I guess it's just canned vegetables.
It's just vegetable.
The company's mascot is the Jolly Green Giant from B&G Foods. He's big.
Wow.
I'm seeing him standing next to some trees. Those trees look like weeds.
That was what first came to mind was the Ents from Lord of the Rings, like the big tree people.
Right.
Like they, you know, they were slow and lumbering and they would destroy you.
Oh yeah.
Cause they're giants.
And this dude's more like naked, but wearing like a tree as an outfit.
Now, is it good or bad branding that people of our age, we all know who the Jolly Green Giant is. We know he's associated with vegetables, but we have no idea what company the Jolly Green Giant, you even said the name of the company.
Wait, who did say it?
I think it's Green Giant.
Wait, it's the name of the company?
That's what all the cans say.
Oh, I thought you said like B&G.
Well, B&G Foods, they bring this giant and they put it on everything.
So he is the brand.
He's the brand. And if you are at a store, this is the point. You're staring at a bunch of corn and green beans. You pick the one with the Jolly Green Giant on the can.
I want giant approved vegetables.
That's right.
I would guess he can just throw those cans. Right at you.
Yeah, he gets some cans with him.
It's like, I don't know if he can. They're going to be too small in his hands.
Oh, that's a good point. Try to throw
peas at people. It'd be like flicking a booger.
Mm. He could just
Which is what it'll be like against you guys.
Yeah, he could just drop.
Is that where the cans come from? Cans. Is from his nose?
Oh.
He just picks out the cans and then you buy them in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you have the second pick in this draft.
All right.
What are you battling my giant with?
So I really hoped I would get Jolly Green Giants. But we got to get some strength, and I like to have, you know, tanky like animals. I'm going to take the Icy Polar Bear.
Ooh, that's
Coca-Cola? Good.
No, this is Icy.
Oh, Icy.
Yeah.
I thought you were describing the type of polar bear.
No.
He's very cold.
He loves the icy weather.
He's a polar bear. Of course he's cold. Well, he's very warm. But his environment is very cold.
So you've got the Icy. That would be the delectable treat at the movie theater.
Yes, the Icy. Or Circle K. Do they still sell them there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
The movies have really encroached. They've been a late addition to the Icy game. It used to always be at the gas station.
But now I do. I associate Icy with the movies now.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be that way. Because you used to have, what's the 7-Eleven one?
Slurpee?
Slurpees. Oh, yeah.
All right, so brand mascots, we've got the Jolly Green Giant, we've got the Polar Bear from Icy, and then, Jason, you have two picks. I mean, what a treat.
I've got a problem here with your guys' size. The Polar Bear is very large, and you have a giant. And I'm looking at my list here, and I'm seeing a lot of small...
I would say the Icy Polar Bear looks underfed, personally.
Really?
He's a little underfed.
Well, all
which
polar
is surprising.
Bears are. Andy,
too high,
what's happening up there?
That's another nursery rhyme waiting to happen.
Too much sugar in his diet from all those Icies.
Yeah, that's all he eats.
He is a diabetic polar bear.
Man. All right. So I think I'm going to need some size. I am going to go with first Smokey the Bear.
Oh man, I was hoping I was gonna go. I was gonna I thought go
it
Bear
was
Bear.
A, I, it was a. I thought it was gonna be back to me.
Yeah,
the all U.S. right. Forest Service, baby.
That's right. Only you can prevent forest fires, and only Smokey can light you on fire.
Wait, is that what he does?
That's oh, he's up. Yeah. He's an arsonist.
What?
Yeah,
that's surprising.
He takes your fire and he puts you in it.
Wait, is it only you can prevent my fires? Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's
forest
that was,
fires. If you have a fire in the forest, Smokey's coming.
I'm pretty sure Smokey gets a shovel. That's what he gets.
And, oh, great.
Yeah,
and so you've got a good pick there, Smokey the Bear.
All right, and then I still feel like I need a little bit of size. I need a little bit of protection. I'm going to need, if not armor, I'm going to need padding.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Yeah.
And I'm going to take the Michelin Man.
Dude, how was...
Because...
That was my backup.
Yeah. I mean, look, these...
Excellent job.
He's big, what's he made out of?
He's girthy. I have
tires?
No idea. Yeah, I think it's like...
I think he's the air from within the tires, like stacked up with like...
But I don't think you can hurt him. Like, you can hit him, and it's like, what?
Can you pop him?
I don't think so. He's not Marshmallow. He's a big, you know, he's...
No,
like,
look, it's a good pick.
Who's the Big Hero 6?
Baymax.
Baymax.
I think you could pop Baymax.
Yeah.
Yes, Baymax. But you can't pop the Michelin Man.
No. So I got the Michelin Man, and...
Dang.
What's the PSI on the Michelin Man? Is he pretty...
He's 42. Yeah, he's
42,
he's
okay.
Very, very tight.
Mike, it's back to you, and you've just had your two picks stripped from you.
This is upsetting and very tilting that... I had my plan here.
The Maytag repairman is still on the board, Mike.
All right. Look, I don't know if this I don't know if this character is going to give me really any firepower, but I know there's
just want him on the team.
There's heart.
Mm.
And they will never stop.
Oh gosh! Yeah. Are you really?
They will never stop. They will keep going
and going
and going and going. And I will take the Energizer Bunny. And look, if nothing else, this is old timey war, right? So you need the fife player and the drummer. I got the Energizer Bunny out there banging the drum, the war drums,
until the Jolly Green Giant just steps on him.
Possibly,
he keeps going and going and. Okay, is it back to me then?
It is.
All right. Good picks, Jason. The Smokey the Bear, I was hoping we'd get back. It wasn't
good.
Going to. So I'm going to go with this guy might not be all there all the time.
Ooh.
But he gets a sword. I'm taking Captain Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
And just in case he's stumbling and bumbling across the battlefield, I'm throwing him on the back of some Budweiser Clydesdales.
Ooh,
the horses
okay.
are entering the arena, and he's hopping on the back of one of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Captain Morgan is definitely on my list.
Oh, really? He wasn't on my
list.
Captain
pirate.
Morgan and then the Budweiser Clydesdales. They're big.
Wow. You got a breathalyzer problem over there.
A breathalyzer
yeah,
problem? I
yeah.
do. Is that a DUI if you're on the back of a horse? I don't know.
I believe it can be, yes.
That's a good question.
But not in a fight in the Coliseum. At that point, it's no holds barred. Go try to kill each other.
All right. Sounds good.
Crap. So I'm already back up.
You got it.
All right.
And for the record, Al Borland attempted to spell Clydesdales with a K. So we're just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
would do that?
What a dummy. I would.
It's
just never.
It's a C.
Wait, were you spelling it like kaleidoscope?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. So, Mike, your team is the Polar Bear and the Energizer Bunny. Very animal heavy. Jason,
yes.
You have Smokey the Bear and the Michelin Man. We don't know what he's made of, but we know he can handle his business.
It has to be a great pick. That's
and
all
then,
I know.
I've got the Jolly Green Giant, Captain Morgan,
right.
and the Clydesdales. Mike.
Okay. I've got my next pick. It's a little amorphous because I've seen this character take form of many different people. I've seen him take form of objects. He's just represented as a human. I will take Mayhem from Allstate.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
So you just okay.
So you're just causing problems in this arena.
What is he? I don't know.
I think you might have drafted a texting teenager
or a roof tile. I don't even know.
Okay,
wow.
Just general mayhem on your son.
But we know there's going to be problems.
That's right. And Mayhem will leave unscathed.
It also might mean that Mike's team is insured against damage.
That's a good
There's
point.
There's a chance that he is insured if he is indeed killed, which looks likely based on his team.
Wow.
Hey,
all right.
The diabetic polar bears.
He's got you.
As long as he has a pump, he's good to go.
Okay.
Okay, so I am back up, and I have
Smokey
the Bear and the Michelin Man. Yes. I feel like I want
finish me.
Yes.
I want a little bit more toughness. I want some bronze.
Okay. So bronze?
Oh, some
like the medal?
No, not like the medal.
Third place.
Like the brawny man.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, he's got some muscles.
Yeah, give me a
little bit.
A lumberjack?
Oh, is that brawn you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought
he said bronze.
I pluralized brawn. Can you not pluralize brawn?
No.
Because you have a lot of brawn.
So you have the brawny man.
Yes, I have the brawny man.
Okay, so any spills, no problem.
No problem on the spillage.
For the quicker picker-upper, is that
brawny?
Is that brawny?
I think that's bounty.
That's bounty.
Oh, whoops. I'm so sorry, paper towels.
I'm looking at the brawny man, and he's actually
he's got the Al Borland flannel on.
He's got the plaid.
Yeah, he's a lumberjack.
Buffalo
can he
plaid.
Move his arms away from this position? Is the question. The
in the fight he can.
He
in
can.
Photographs, okay. That's kind of his natural pose.
Okay.
And now since I've gone back to back picks here with the man, the Michelin Man, and the brawny man, I'm gonna take another. But he ain't a dude.
Oh.
I'm going with the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, see.
Because my guy can literally burst through
walls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's like you think, oh, he's made of glass. I can shatter this. He can burst through a brick wall.
And
well,
still,
how are you breaking this Kool-Aid Man? You can't do it.
Yeah, and the glass is still intact.
I mean, you really just need to make him stumble, though. Like, if he falls over...
Is that his blood?
If he spills...
Is he just dying of spills?
It has to be his essence, right?
I don't know.
If he spills, is he dead?
Or can I hydrate my team? Come drink some of my blood.
Yeah, does it naturally refill?
Some of my blood.
It's got
my
a natural refill.
My final drips.
I mean, our blood refills, right? Like if you lose a little bit, it'll...
Yeah, but if we pour out, we don't survive.
Right, no. He can lose a little bit. He can't lose all the Kool-Aid,
okay.
But he can lose a little bit, and he can help. He can help the blood sugar of my teammates.
Don't tip him over. That's going to be the key.
No tripping,
Mike. You have one final.
He
pick.
Lives a dangerous life.
What if we were open like that?
That dude lives on the wild side because if he spills and dies, he should not be jumping through these walls,
no,
man. He's like, I know I shouldn't do this, but. I gotta try it. Boom!
I just can't help myself.
I can't help myself. Well, I lived again.
What's interesting is I'm looking at pictures of the Kool-Aid Man, and not only does he burst through the wall as a giant pitcher, but he is always holding a second pitcher of Kool-Aid.
I mean, he's got backup blood. He spills.
Could he refill himself?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, the Kool-Aid Man.
Also, great news for all those walls you take down. You want them repaired? You talk to me. I got my Allstate insurance.
You do.
Thank you,
Mike.
Okay.
One final pick for your Polar Bear Energizer Bunny
All right.
mayhem team.
At this point, I don't think I can overpower anyone. So I just maybe a tip over a pitcher. But I gotta go scary. And for a lot of people, there's nothing scarier than a clown.
Oh,
so,
Ronald!
So I will take Skin and Bones Ronald McDonald out there. I'll give him a red balloon, and everyone will be terrified.
Okay, those are some big shoes.
Hey, kids, you want some burgers?
I did wonder if anyone was going to go magic. You know, because magic is very powerful. You went magic tricks. You went like pull a squirty
animals.
Flower
yeah,
on his lapel.
Squirty. I feel real good in this draft, Al. I think I'm in good shape.
Well, you started with a giant. It's kind of not fair.
Well, I'm finishing with some biceps. Some brawn, as you would say.
Some bronze.
Is it a bald man?
It's a bald man.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean, welcome to the team. Unlike the brawny man who always stands there kind of like, you know, what do you call this pose with the two arms?
Like the hero
pose.
Like
a hero pose. He's always flexing. He's Mr. Clean himself. Or he's folding his arms.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. And, with his one earring.
He does have an earring in his left ear. So Mr. Clean is joining the team.
Can we up? Can we get Mr. Clean both ears?
I also feel like
let's pierce them both at this point.
Captain Morgan could take care of that.
Pierce the other
ear?
Yeah,
he can pierce the other ear for sure.
Hold still. I got cold.
Hold still.
Wait a minute.
I also feel like Mr. Clean is a bit of a benefit against any mayhem. Because if that mayhem is just spilling things, Mr. Clean.
Like, between the brawny man and Mr. Clean, we are going to be wiping up the floors when we are done with this Coliseum. Yeah.
Don't worry about the mess.
Don't worry about the mess. Our team has got it. All right. That's the end of the draft, but are there any final, like the Chester Cheetah?
Chester
I'm
Cheetah not being drafted
not
was
drafted.
Crazy.
Chester Cheetah is on my list, and
but you went with Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, well, I explained myself. I have to scare people with scary clowns, and then the only other one I considered was, in fact, the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The old guy.
Yeah, that was the problem. He's
the
very
frail old man.
He's definitely not frail. But he is older, but he knows how to do stuff.
He's done a lot in his life.
Yeah.
Can he
still do it?
You will get his Social Security payment every single month.
I had Ronald McDonald's friend, the Burger King, on my list.
And I don't think they're friends.
No,
I think they are
enemy.
They should be fighting.
And then when we were going Magic, I had the Travelocity Gnomes just for maybe they can
That's
do some magic.
That's not
going
to help
like
out.
Like sit in a yard?
Look, I didn't draft them. Okay, they shatter very easily.
You could have gone, Geico has a couple, right? Caveman.
The Gecko. Oh, yeah, or the
And
caveman.
The Gecko. And Stave Puft was made up, right?
Yeah.
That's not a real character.
He is the brand mascot
for a fake. Yeah. I'm glad we didn't take him.
Yeah.
Any other ones?
I got the
Mike?
Michelin Man. He's stronger.
Is Colonel Sanders in contention?
No, yeah. He's too old. I did have McGruff the Crime Dog.
Yeah, if you want to get the drugs out of the...
Yeah, if there's a...
Clean this up.
If there's a case that needs to be solved.
Look, if Smokey the Bear is starting fires, then McGruff is...
is committing crimes?
He's getting into some stuff. All right.
What did we learn today?
I'll speak on behalf of Al on this one. He learned to spell Clydesdales with a C.
I learned there were more verses to the song Rockabye Baby. Oh,
and I learned that you should hold in your back pocket the phrase, "You look stronger than you are."
That's a really powerful insult. Thank you for joining us on today's Spitballers episode. Tell your friends about the show. We'll be back with another episode very soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.